I could like, I think I'm a blend of, I always say two because I can't pick. I'm indecisive, but I think I'm a blend of Taylor and Denise.
I was literally just going to say, like, I wish that I were Taylor because, like, I hated her in the first season, to be honest. I don't know why she just bugged me.
She pisses me off. I love her, but she pisses me off.
Oh, my gosh. I love her in season two and I love her in season three.
Yeah.
Like, season three, she was such a queen.
Well, she still makes me mad in season three because when she's, like, two-timing her boyfriend and Steven, I'm like, Taylor, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Taylor's, stop juggling.
Taylor's sweetie. But also, I agree, like, Steven has this whole big speech. If you don't know, Taylor is Belly's best friend.
Yes.
And Steven is Belly's brother. Yes. Belly's brother. And Taylor and Steven have this very crazy, chaotic, on and off again romance. And they're just like, it's like, they're just like the couple that's like so toxic and they're getting back together. And even if they are dating other people, they're still together and like they're fighting all the time and they're crazy. But like when
it's just silliness. And they honestly, like, honestly, I feel like they're not that serious. Like,
no, it's
they can
like,
never like actually be serious. There's like a scene. So like spoilers if you haven't seen it. So Jeremiah cheats on Belly with Lacey Barone.
They're
in Cabo.
Which actually, like, I feel like I like feel bad for Lacey Barone. Is that crazy?
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay. Because like her knowing, knowing.
That's true.
Too.
She didn't. Never mind.
Which
I forgot.
Is,
she didn't know.
That's what. Because I was like, oh, she's fine. But then like
she knows. Yeah.
She knows. Yeah. I'm like, that's. I can't look past that. I'm so sorry. Actually, not sorry. But
sorry.
Like Steven and Taylor are, like having conversation or whatever because like they. Oh my god. So this season was basically centered around Belly and Jeremiah's relationship, kind of coming to a weird. place, and they got engaged, and Jeremiah was just being a freaking weirdo about the whole thing.
When is he not?
It's true. What's the thing he says? Like, the what is it? Like the flavor of the cacao brings out like the sweet tartness of the raspberry.
The cacao is the whole flavor profile. Belly, cacao is the bean.
Like, what do you mean?
Oh, so my God. That was because context. We're like rambling. We're getting too excited.
Yeah, like we're like, I feel like we're like word bombing. Yeah, there's like, it's hard to start. Like, I feel like this is what we do typically too, but like this one is more recent that it's like, I feel like there's a hard place to be like, hey, so we're starting here, you know? So.
Yeah, so Belly and
go watch it.
Basically. Belly, watch the entire thing right now. Okay. Did you
pause?
You back?
Come back. Great.
Okay, good.
What did you think?
You watched it. Okay, so in season three, Belly and Jeremiah get engaged, and it's so stupid. It's so stupid because he cheats on her. Here's the sequence of events. I'm yapping way too much. Here's the sequence of events.
We are, like, on, like, another level today. We're all over the place.
We're, like, fired up. Okay, Jeremiah cheats on Belly. Belly's brother, Steven, gets in a car accident. The car accident makes Belly think, you know what? I think I should forgive Jeremiah and get back with him because life is short and I love him.
YOLO.
And even though he cheated on me and treats me terrible, I can't live without him. And so then she's like, Jeremiah, I want to get back together with you. And he's like, let's not just get back together. Let's get engaged. And she's like, okay,
that's a good idea.
What
do you mean?
That's a great idea.
What do you mean?
She just finished... Not even, this is like finals week. Finals week of junior year of college gets engaged. Okay? So the whole season three is about their wedding and basically how no one, none of their family members, none of their friends want them to get married, think that they should get married. They have no prospects, no savings. Jeremiah found out that he's going to be a super senior. And they're like,
just a ring in a dream.
Just a tinfoil tiny ring in a dream.
The smallest thing you've ever seen in your life in a dream.
And so the thing we referenced was because they're trying to fund the wedding themselves. And like Jeremiah cannot get this stupid. Like,
actually, I'm going to play the song I have.
Okay.
Next.
He cannot get this stupid cake out of his mind.
It's, like, the one thing that, like, he gets to do, which I just think is so weird. Like, what do you mean? Like, do some... whatever.
And Belly tells him that they can't afford it, and he just yells at her and says, Belly, cacao is the bean. It's the whole flavor profile of the cake.
This, like, the sour bitterness or whatever brings out the sweet tartness of the raspberry. Jeremiah...
Pack it up, buddy.
Don't.
Pack it up.
Just don't.
Okay, right, so this song,
I just feel like I picked a lot of songs that were just kind of on the nose and just kind of funny, and they made me giggle. And this song is called, this is by Emma Anderson. This is The Wedding Song.
One, two, three, four. glasses we found from Goodwill. I'll put on a nice dress and you'll wear navy blue twill. It was a few years down the line, but I thought about it all the time. So for now I'll seclude it to a corner of my mind, 'cause I'll wake up someday and realize maybe it wasn't meant to be you, the end of the aisle. Or maybe I was just deluded, fully misconstrued it when you said you'd love to see me in white. Maybe I went wrong assuming your words could hold some truth and you wouldn't just use me to pass the time. 'Cause who tells a teenage girl she'd make a pretty bride and then leaves without a warning on a Friday? But it would have been nice. It would have been nice. Now you're just the face of a passerby I know too well in this life. Maybe someday we'll joke about the color schemes and songs that play as I write. But I can't keep rehashing and stay trapped in a dream I really would have liked. So for now, I'll pretend to be alright. 'Cause I'll wake up someday and realize maybe it wasn't meant to be. Said you'd love to see me in white. And maybe I went wrong assuming your words could hold some truth and you wouldn't just use me to pass the time. 'Cause who tells a teenage girl she'd make a pretty bride and then leaves without a warning on a Friday night? It would have been nice. It would have been nice, but not in this life. No, not in this life. 'Cause clearly I was just deluded and fully misconstrued it when you said you loved to see me in white. And clearly I went wrong assuming your words could hold some truth and you wouldn't just use me to pass the time. 'Cause who tells a teenage girl she'd make a pretty bride and then leaves without a warning on a Friday night? But it would have been nice.
That was The Wedding Song by Emma Anderson.
Just a good, like, sweet song. I was just telling Chloe, like, it kind of gives me, like, the, like, I think it's funny because it's like, oh, here's The Wedding Song. Uh-oh.
There you go.
But I actually do think it's, like, a really sweet song for, like, kind of just Belly going through it, leading up to it. Like, the excitement, but also, like, the nerve and stuff because I don't know, it's like a wedding, you know? Like, you're excited for your wedding, but she was also, like, kind of crashing out.
She was, freaking out.
Ugh.
Because she was like, oh, I don't actually... She worked so hard to convince everyone that it was what she wanted that I think that she forgot, like...
What she actually wanted.
Yeah. That, like, it didn't really matter what anyone else thought. It was what she thought. So spoiler alert, she does call off the wedding. with her and Jeremiah. And it's crazy. It's dramatic.
It is crazy and dramatic.
I ate it up.
Do you say traumatic or dramatic?
Dramatic. Yeah, but yeah, also, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
So the reason they call off the wedding, though, is because Belly basically cannot get Conrad out of her mind, even though she and Jeremiah were together for like 4 years.
So, well, yeah, like the, like real quick, the like
the backstory,
the timeline is, so Belly had always been in love with Conrad. Yes. And in the first season, he's going through it because, and what you later find out is because his mom is dying from Susanna. Cancer. And, he's the only one that knows, and he's going through it, and like everyone thinks that he's just being like an asshole, but he's actually just like really going through like a hard time.
Yeah.
So then Jeremiah and Belly date in the first season, and it's kind of like a crazy silly thing that I didn't really see coming, but at first I was team Jeremiah because I was like, yeah, Conrad is being a jerk. And then I found out about the mom.
Yeah.
But then in season two, Belly and Jeremiah are no longer together, and Conrad and Belly get together.
Yes.
And it's brief.
It's brief, but it's like,
but it's like so filled with romance, it's, and like so like everything that she wanted.
Yes.
And then they break up. And like, I actually don't remember how they broke up.
So they broke up. Wow, we're like cruising through this, but
no, oh my gosh. It is 6:30. We could, you're just now tuning in. This is Telly Tunes with Megan Cologne, WIUX, B Side Internet Radio. You're listening to the Summer I Turned Pretty episode next.
That was beautiful. Thank you. So basically, there's so much to talk about with the show.
Yeah.
It's like not even funny. But
it's like not even funny.
Okay, so they broke up because Conrad took Belly to prom, and all of prom he was really, really sad. And he, like, and it's because his mom was, like, his mom had cancer, and she was not doing very well. And basically, like, Belly was starting to get the vibe that he wanted to break up with her, which probably was because, I don't know if he actually wanted to break up with her, if she just jumped the gun on that, but he was like, I don't really feel like being here at prom. I just, like, want to go talk to you someplace. I thought that he just wanted to talk to her because he was depressed. That's what I thought.
And that's so valid. And, like, can a boy not be sad?
And maybe he did want to break up with her. I don't know. We don't know what he was initially thinking. But they go outside, and Belly's like, you're breaking up with me, aren't you? And then they break up because he's kind of like, well, I guess. Like,
hello, drama.
And I think it's just, honestly, that he, I don't think that he had, like, the strength to, like, fight for her in that moment. I think it was just he didn't have
it in him
to like be in a relationship.
Yeah.
So I don't think that he did anything wrong.
I'm with you. But then
she made me mad in that season.
Belly makes me mad a lot sometimes. Belly, but I feel like that's just how every main character is. You kind of always hate the main character because yes. You're like, why are you doing these stupid things?
Why are you doing that?
You live
that?
And you learn, and she had to live and learn
a lot. She learned a lot.
But then Jeremiah and Belly get back together right in front, and they kiss right in front of Conrad, and that throws Conrad for a loop. And then this season strikes. Belly and Jeremiah break up in the first episode, right?
Yes.
And then because she found out that he cheated on her with Lacey Barone. And then they get engaged. And then at the wedding, the night before the wedding, Conrad tells her.
Oh my gosh, it's so dramatic. And
it's so dramatic.
And I was like glued to my screen. They meet on the beach. Sorry, I interrupted.
No, yeah, go.
They meet on the beach, and Belly was supposed to meet Jeremiah on the beach, but Jeremiah was throwing up because he got so drunk, and Conrad had just found out that Jeremiah cheated on her. And so he sees her on the beach, and she's like, no, I can't talk to you. I need to go find Jeremiah. And he's like, well, your fiance just threw up in a toilet. I love you. I would never do that to you.
Yeah.
I'm here. I'm on the beach. And she's like, no, I'm getting married to your brother tomorrow. But you can tell it's like
the sun
killing her.
Yeah. It's like, oh, because like she literally like a few days prior, I mean, the same night was like falling over.
Hours.
Yeah. A few hours prior was like falling over, like crying because she's like, it should have been Conrad.
She was like, I only ever pictured getting married to Conrad.
Oh, my gosh. Broke my heart. That scene like literally made me want to cry. I was like, oh, my gosh, this poor girl. She's so anxious because I was so anxious for her.
I was so anxious.
But then, yes. Yeah, so
this song.
We're
going to play like three songs.
There's like four songs. Okay. This song is Cinnamon Girl by Lana Del Rey.
keep me at arm's length don't work.
You try to push me out, but I just find my way back in. Violet, blue, green, red, to keep me out, I win. There's things I wanna say to you, but I'll just let you live. Like if you hold me without hurting me, you'll be the first to ever do. There's things I wanna talk about, but I'm not to give. But if you hold me without hurting me, you'll be the first to ever do. Let you take
violet, blue, green, red to keep me at arm's length.
There's things I wanna say to you, but I'll just let you live. Like if you hold me without hurting me, you'll be the first to ever do. There's things I wanna talk about, but you're not to give. If you hold me,
that was Cinnamon Girl by Lana Del Rey. That song is basically for Belly and Conrad, basically because, okay, I just feel like they have such a, like, on-again, off-again thing, just constantly yearning for each other, it being so secret, and, like, they're just kind of like, oh, but you're bad for me, like, you've hurt me before, and there's, like, so much, like, baggage there, but also they can't get over each other, and I feel like that's what that song is. It's just very, like, yearnful and being like,
I feel like people were saying that this is like the summer of yearning.
The summer of yearning. This.
Like,
yeah.
I just, it so was. Like, all music and stuff that came out this summer was so, like, yearning, and I love it.
So yearning. And Conrad is a man who yearns.
It's true. Speaking of, this is an excellent segment, segue into this next song. I picked this song for Conrad. Like, I think it kind of speaks for itself. This is The Man Who Can't Be Moved by the Script.
Going back to the corner where I first saw you. Gonna camp in my sleeping bag. I'm not gonna move. Got some words on cardboard. Got your picture in my head saying, if you see this girl, can you tell her where I am? Some try to hand me money, but they don't understand. I'm not broke, I'm just a broken-hearted man. I know it makes no sense, but what else can I do? And how can I move on when I'm still in love with you? Cause if one day you wake up and find that you're missing me, and your heart starts to wonder where on this earth I can be, thinking maybe you'll come back here to the place that with me. You'll see me waiting for you on the corner of the street. So I'm not moving, I'm not moving. These messages on you, can't stay here. I said,
that was The Man Who Can't Be Moved by the Script. It just, like, oh my god, I cried that song. I every now and then will find that song and, like, I'll just, like, revisit the song, like, every few years. I love it.
Song.
It's so, like, it's so Conrad going through it. Like,
yeah.
He's like, I'll be here. Like, you'll see me. Like, I'll still be here, like, after all that time kind of thing, which is just so great.
Did we say our favorite characters? Because we said what characters we think we are.
My favorite character is Laurel.
Laurel.
Laurel. Oh my god, I keep calling her Laura. And I'm like, that's so not true. Right. And I'm like, is it Lauren?
Duh.
My favorite character, specifically this season, was Steven. He's so funny.
Something about Steven, I just cannot. I just kind of hate him a little bit.
I think he's hilarious. I, like, that's love real. Him. Least favorite character.
Jeremiah.
My least favorite character is Adam.
The dad. Yeah, that's real.
But also Jeremiah.
Yeah, I just could not stand Jeremiah. Like, anytime, like, in the last episode, I literally wanted to, like, I skipped over some of his scenes because I was like, I don't care.
He just, like, makes his face, like, makes me angry in his voice and, like, his.
I always see, like, edits of his face and it's, like, a fart sound anytime his face shows up and I just love it.
Ugh. Oh, my God. Okay.
This next song is a Chloe pick.
This song is. I just picked a lot of yearning songs, to love be it. Honest. So this song is kind of for Conrad and Belly. This song is very summer. This is, like, remembering and reminiscing on a summer romance. This is August by Flip Turn.
Swinging on my head, you.
That was August by Flip Turn. That song, very... I feel like that song, like, listen to the lyrics because it's very true of, like, we don't talk about it. Because when Jeremiah and Belly are engaged, Conrad and Belly have this, like, unspoken tension. And they're, like, remembering, like, remember last summer when we... Or, like, a couple summers ago when it was you and me?
Beautiful.
T.
That is T. This next song is... Okay, honestly, I picked this song for early along Jeremiah and Belly because they just had, like, such a sweet innocence to their relationship where, like, Belly kind of was like, what am I doing here? Like, this is weird. But it was also like, we're having fun. Like, he makes me happy kind of thing. And I was like, I picked this song because of that. I also just love this song. At least this is for you, queen. This is Let Light Be Light by Lizzie McAlpine.
My brain feels heavy like too much TV. It's weighing on me like a pound of concrete. I know he wants me and that makes me happy. So why do I feel so weird? It's foggy in my head like clouds in a storm. The wind's picking up, I'm bolting my shit to the floor. But when I'm with him, my shit gets ignored. Is that why I feel so weird? I'm alone almost every night, and I don't know if I'm processing right. But my therapist says to just let light be light, so I'm letting him stay around. I think that he's good for me, this boy that I found. I don't like getting attached. It makes me feel like I've done something bad. Cause I'm not dependent and I know that. So why am I scared? I'm reliving that part of my past. I'm alone almost every night, and I don't know if I'm processing right. But my therapist says to just let light be light, so I'm letting him stay around. Think that he's good for me, this boy that I found. Though I think that he's good for me, this boy that I found. Is this what it's supposed to feel like? 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 Cause I'm alone almost every night, and I don't know if I'm processing right. But my therapist says to just let light be light, so I'm letting him stay around. I think that he's good for me, this boy that I found. This boy that I found.
That was Let Light Be Light by Lizzie McAlpine. Really quickly, we're gonna play a song that's feral and just had to be played. This is Dress by Taylor Swift.
Our secret moments in your crowded room. They got no idea about me and you. There is an indentation in the shape of you. Made your mark on me, a golden tattoo. All of the silence and patience, pining in anticipation. My hands are shaking from holding back from you. All of the silence and patience, pining and desperately waiting. My hands are shaking from all this. See my name in everything, just us. I don't want you like a best friend. Only wrap this dress so you could take it off. Take it off. I want you like a best friend. Only about this just so you could.
if I get burned, at least we were electrified. I'm spilling wine in the bathtub. You kiss my face and we're both drunk. Everyone thinks that they know us, but they know nothing about all of this silence, impatience, pining, and anticipation. My hands are shaking from holding back from you. All of this silence, impatience, pining, and desperately waiting. My hands are shaking from all this. See my name and everything just sucks. I don't want you like a best friend. Only about this just so you could take it off. Take it off. Carve your name into my inbox. Cause I don't want you like a best friend. Only about this just so you could take it off. Back when you met me, your buzz cut and my hair bleeds. Even in my worst times, you could see the best of me. Flashback to my mistakes, my rebounds, my earthquakes. Even in my worst lies, you saw the truth in me. And I woke up just in time, now I wake up by your side. My one and only, my lifeline. I woke up just in time, now I wake up by your side. My handshake, I can't explain this. See my name and everything just stops. I don't want you like a best friend. Only about this just so you could take it out. Take it out. Call your name into my inbox. Cause I don't want you like a best friend.
That was Dress by Taylor Swift.
And this has been Teletoons with Meg and Chloe, our The Summer Turned Pretty episode. Tune in next week for Pretty Little Liars.
Pretty Little Liars! And then our Halloween episode shortly after that.
All right, have a good night, everybody.
Goodbye.